Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam from the third canto, chapter 25, entitled The Glories of Devotional Service, text 23. Madasraya kata mrista Shinvanti kata yanti cha Tapanti vividastapa Naitan madgata chitasaha Madasraya, about me. Kata, stories. Mristaha, delightful. Shrinvanti, they hear. Katayanti, they chant. Cha, end. Tapanti, inflict suffering. Vividaha, various. Tapaha, the material miseries. Na, do not. Ita, unto them. Madgata, fixed on me. Chittasaha, their thoughts. Translation. Engaged constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they're always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. Purport. There are multifarious miseries in material existence, those pertaining to the body and the mind, those imposed by other living entities, and those imposed by natural disturbances. But a sadhu is not disturbed by such miserable conditions because his mind is always filled with Krishna consciousness, and thus he does not like to talk about anything but the activities of the Lord. Maharaj Ambarish did not speak of anything but the pastimes of the Lord. Bhagavatam 9:4:18. He engaged his words only in the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sadhus are always interested in hearing about the activities of the Lord or his devotees. Since they're filled with Krishna consciousness, they are forgetful of the material miseries. Ordinary conditioned souls, being forgetful of the activities of the Lord, are always full of anxieties and material tribulations. On the other hand, since the devotees always engage in the topics of the Lord, they're forgetful of the miseries of material existence. Om Ajnana Trimurandasya Ginandana Salakaya Shankshuramilitam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sivisakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namotute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyacha Sakripasandubhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today's topic is kirtan. What else could it be? And because after so much chanting, one becomes absorbed. I don't know if you have the same experience, but there's an echo. I woke up this morning with lots of kirtan echoing in my head, and even in the night, from time to time, it was there. That is how one can conquer the mode of ignorance, and how one can become gudakesh, or a conqueror of sleep. How even during sleep, the holy name continues to echo in one's mind. And in this way, one can continuously fill the consciousness with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Kirtanya Sadahari. Kirti. Kirti means fame or glory. The fame or the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one can either chant the name of the Lord or one can describe the qualities, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And we remember that Ananta Sesh was unlimitedly glorifying the Supreme Lord with his unlimited hoods and never coming to an end. It is said that the mouth of Lord Ananta is the jewel case of glorification of Krishna. And if one wants to glorify Krishna, then one must pray. One prays to Lord Balaram, and then one can actually glorify. There are many levels on which chanting is experienced. We can chant in the beginning stages while struggling with material attachments, and our chanting of the holy name is dissipating the fog within our consciousness. Agam dunvanti karchneya niharam iva baskara. It is gradually clearing the consciousness. In this way, the chanting will remove all the impurities from the heart. Anartapasamam saksat bhakti yoga madoksa jay. This process of devotional service can remove the impurities from the heart. So most of us are simply looking for purification in this chanting and are looking for shelter. Mat asraya, looking for shelter in Krishna, shelter from the pangs of material existence, from the struggle with the three modes of material nature, for some relief. The chanting not only gives us a relief during the activity of chanting, but it will produce a lasting effect within the heart. It penetrates into our entire consciousness. And by hearing and chanting in this way, one automatically begins to remember Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna is another essential aspect. It is said that there are 9 processes of devotional service, beginning with Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And these first three are described as the Bhagavat Mark, or which is particularly the process that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. So hearing, chanting, and remembering are going hand in hand. I'll give a little example from my personal experience to illustrate the point. In the early 70s, I was in Amsterdam and involved with music, and also I was very interested in India. So I was interested in raga, and I met one musician from America named Burton Green, who was a piano player, and he suggested that we would have a jam session and play ragas. So I said, yeah, great, ragas, spiritual sound from India, let's go. And we sat down and started the ragas, and lots of people with percussion, and everyone was really into it. And then he said, let's do some mantra as well. I said, yeah, why not some mantra also? It's sort of raga, mantra, same sort of thing, spiritual sound from India. And then he started to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, the Maha mantra. And we're all chanting along and really getting into the spiritual sound of the mantra. And that was about all I knew about the Maha mantra at that time, nothing more. Later, though, after having heard about Krishna, naturally, upon hearing the name Krishna, immediately remembrance comes. Now, since we have heard about Krishna, immediately, as soon as I say Krishna, we see the flute, the peacock feather, the yellow dhoti, lotus eyes, and if you know more, then there's kajal around Krishna's eyes, and kastuba gem, and turban, decorated with so many jewels, mother of pearl nails and reddishness in so many places, a chest like a doorway, and thighs like the trunk of elephants. And one can just carry on with the qualities of Krishna. And then one thinks, yes, Krishna, Krishna, engaged in so many amazing pastimes. And we chant every day, Radha Madhava, Giri Varadhari, and I'm thinking Giri Varadhari lifting Govardhan Hill. And then the thing that I like the most about that pastime is that all the residents of Vrindavan, and it is described, Krishna had unlimited cowherd boyfriends who each had unlimited calves, and they all fit under that hill of otherwise limited size. So somehow or other, Krishna made it possible. And that is sort of touching me with appreciation that the Lord is providing for everyone. No one is excluded. And in that way, our remembrance of Krishna is not only just a remembrance of his qualities and his pastimes, but is also remembrance with appreciation, and that in that appreciation we find a beginning of developing actual attachment to Krishna. So sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering are three activities which are combined. They come together. Sometimes it has been said that hearing is the oil of the lamp of chanting. By hearing, we become more and more inspired to chant again and again and again. Sometimes when, due to our conditioning, there is not so much taste, then we may read a little bit before we start chanting. And then again, yes, the enthusiasm arises to chant the holy name. In this way, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam is the Bhagavad Mark. Oh, and what I still want to tell you, that piano player, Burton Green, I never thought much of it, but I got the holy name from him somehow or other. And then years later, I was reading the Prabhupada Lilamrita, and it said that that in the early days of Matchless Gift Storefront, the devotees had found an old string board of a piano at the garbage, and they had brought it to the temple. And sometimes during the kirtan, someone would play it. And especially a piano player named Burton Green used to hammer on those strings. So I somehow or other got it in some sort of parampara. Anyhow, in chanting the holy name, there are various aspects. And one aspect in chanting is our offering in what we are ourselves putting into the chanting. Whether we chant softly in japa or whether we chant in kirtan, it's the same thing, how much we apply ourselves and how much we are becoming absorbed in hearing. Srila Prabhupada said, attentive chanting means to hear oneself chanting. And that is where the in chanting japa, the energy is going, hearing. One must hear the chanting. At the same time, we are trying to pronounce the chanting nicely and clearly and with enthusiasm. In this way, we are chanting the holy name. In kirtan, we are carried by the energy of others. All together, we are making our offering, and we are swept up like in a wave. And kirtan leaders take us to different moods, and we've had many yesterday. in that way, we have so many different ways of becoming absorbed in focusing on Krishna. So the element of the offering in the chanting is one element. The other element is the darshan of Krishna, that Krishna is personally present. Krishna is his name, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Sudha Nitya Mukto Abhinatvam Nami Namino. Padma Purana is explaining that Krishna is non-different from his name. So, keeping that in mind, Adi Purana is quoted in the Nectar of Devotion as explaining that when we are chanting the holy name, that we are directly associating with Krishna. Now, in the initial stages of chanting, that is something one remembers in the back of his mind. This name is Krishna. We are now associating with Krishna. Krishna is present. And sometimes at moments, we feel the presence of Krishna also within the chanting of the holy name. At least something we emotionally can perceive. Then gradually, as one becomes purified in the chanting and one comes to more advanced levels of chanting the holy name, then it is described that not only are we meditating on Krishna, that's not everything, but it is also that Krishna appears in our meditation. So Krishna is an active party to the whole thing. Krishna appears in our meditation. There are several references to that. For example, in the Chaitanya Chandramrita, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati is speaking about this topic and praying, "Oh my Lord, when will you appear in my meditation?" Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, "My Lord, may you always remain on the pathway of my mind." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri was so absorbed in remembering Krishna and in always chanting the glories of Krishna and in only hearing about Krishna that whatever he saw, it was related to Krishna. When he saw the ocean, it was the Yamuna. Any water was the Yamuna. Any hill, Govardhan. As simple as that. He saw the Yamuna, he saw Govardhan, and he jumped in the ocean in great enthusiasm. And while he was in that ocean, he floated for a long time, and only later, when he came back to the shore, caught in the net of a fisherman, the fisherman was shocked to see that he had an unusual person in his net, very pale, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been in the salty water for a long time, and the body elongated, because due to ecstasy, the joints of the body had become loose. Don't ask me how that works, but with that, the length of his body had increased tremendously. And then, when the fisherman caught that huge thing in his net and touched it, he became overwhelmed by some very overpowering force. And immediately he started jumping up and down on the beach and just chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, beyond himself. And he thought he was being overpowered by a ghost. But the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they appeared on that scene and they calmed down the fisherman and pointed out, it is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can't be, I've seen him many times, he doesn't look like this. No, sometimes he does. And the Vaishnavas chanted very loud. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his senses, to his external senses, and all his joints, whoop, went back to normal somehow or other. And then he explained that he said, "Why? Where all this noise? What is all this noise? I was in Vrindavan, I was just witnessing the pastimes of Krishna, and then all this noise. And you brought me here. Why have you brought me here?" So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his chanting directly in Vrindavan. And not only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but also his followers, like Srila Rupa Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami, or like Srinivas Acharya. One book which is described as authorized in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purports by Srila Prabhupada is the Bhakti Ratnakar. And in the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is a book about the history of the Vaishnavas. At the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also after. It describes Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. It also describes Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It describes Srinivas Acharya and so on. And in all these personalities, we just find that Krishna began to manifest himself to them. And he began to appear in the pastimes. And they were seeing Krishna in pastimes. It is said that the gopis were dressing Srimati Radharani, who was preparing for a meeting with Krishna. So they were making a lot of work of the dressing, so many arrangements. Just the tilak alone took a huge thing. It was tilak, just that tilak alone was meant to make the mind, make the head of Krishna spin. That was the idea, that kind of tilak. So they were spending a lot of time on the tilak. And then they showed Srimati Radharani a mirror. And then, meanwhile, Krishna had appeared there and stood behind her. And when she looked in the mirror, suddenly Krishna was there. So it is described that Rupa Goswami was witnessing this. Yeah. And that just then, everyone started laughing when Radharani had a great shock when she saw Krishna in that mirror. Naturally, and everyone laughed, and Rupa Goswami also. And one Vaishnava was passing and was thinking Rupa Goswami was laughing at him, and so on, which, of course, was not a fact, but he thought like that. Later, Sanatana Goswami clarified the nature of Rupa Goswami. So there are such stories in the Bhakti Ratnakar describing how Rupa Goswami was also here and there, right? Here in the material world and in the spiritual world, or how Krishna would appear to Sanatana Goswami and bring him some milk while he was at Pavan Sarovar, and things like that were going on in the pastimes of the Goswamis. Also, Srinivas Acharya found himself in the middle of a holy pastime. And when he came to his external senses, he was covered. He was covered. He saw the holy in the spiritual world, and he was in a trance. And when he returned to external consciousness, he saw himself colored. So many stories and many more. But very little time left, because this class is meant to end early. So, conclusion. In conclusion, we can see from these descriptions about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and about the Goswamis, the miracle of the Holy Name. We can see to what an extent the experience of chanting the holy name can go. Of course, for us, we may never get there this lifetime, at least not at the speed we are going. Some years ago in Germany, they had on the Autobahn, where there is no speed limit, they had a sign. And the sign said, turtles to the right, yeah. And you know, and then you saw a whole line of turtles walking, and then in the middle lane there's medium speed, and in the fast lane there is whatever unlimited speed, but all the turtles to the right. Yes, so in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, there also are different lanes, you know, and some are many of us may be in the turtle lane. What to do? Right, it's and if you then look at Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Srinivas Acharya in the fast lane, it's just inconceivable. They flash their lights, you know, they don't eat, they don't sleep, they just fly by, and we are looking like, how is this all possible? This is inconceivable. So in this way, we are just struggling a bit, but we do our best to be faithful in chanting. And then we come together and have these kirtan gatherings and tank up and get some energy. We will walk away from here with something, with some strength, some energy to apply ourselves once again. And then, in the end, we are very optimistic, because we know that there is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And that mercy of Srila Prabhupada extends even further than what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. It is said Lord Nityananda made a channel to make Krishna prema descend into this world. And then Prabhupada brought it to the modern world in in the West. And then Prabhupada, on the strength of his service, on the strength of his extraordinary service, he attracts Krishna. And by attracting Krishna, he can even attract the mercy of Krishna upon those who are not very pure and serious at all. And that is our hope, that simply by taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna's mercy will be attracted. And then, Prabhupada said on many occasions, according to Dinabandhu, once in Portland, Prabhupada said, he said that if you follow four regulative principles and you chant 16 rounds daily, then at the end of life, you will go back to Godhead. And he said, I guarantee it, I guarantee it, I guarantee it, three times. So that's pretty good. I remember that often. I need to remember that because I am only chanting for shelter, and I know that my chanting is poor. I know that all that I'm offering is broken names, that I'm not really chanting very purely. But I have hope, asabandha, hope against hope, that with Prabhupada's mercy, it will be possible to go back to Godhead. Therefore, let us come together again and again, and let us chant together again and again, so that we can feed of each other's strength and inspiration, and in that way, carry on faithfully, just simply faithfully, chant throughout a lifetime and take shelter of these four regulative principles, and then we have all hope by the words of Srila Prabhupada, by his service, that we can go back to Godhead. And then I'm sure we'll get Krishna Prema on the way also, if latest at the door of the spiritual world. I'm not worried about that. Okay, thank you very much. Any question or comment? Yeah. Yeah. No, but we heard it now. But that is not a imaginary point. There is a clear reference about in the Mahabharata about what happened to Bhishma Dev, and that the question is raised: why Bhishma Dev did not, at the time of Draupadi being harassed by Dusasana and being with the attempt to disrobe her, how could Bhishma Dev, a man who was completely dedicated to Dharma and a Kshatriya, right, how could he just sit there and not do anything? And it is said that they had given him a plate with foodstuffs that were contaminated. And as a result, he had become covered during that period. So there's some reference to that kind of influence. Therefore, be careful, and therefore realize that even when it says on the packing, right, that all the ingredients are vegetarian and even the E numbers are okay, realize that you're still taking in low consciousness from the cooks who are mundane, and therefore there's nothing like Mahaprasada. Okay. So we'll end because to give everyone a little time to prepare for the next kirtan session at 10 o'clock. But before we leave, Rida Chaitanya Prabhu wants to make a little announcement. First of all, we had a little technical problem with our jumbo heater, which is heating the tent, so we were struggling to get it working, and it just started working. So don't hurry too quick to the prasadam tent. Give it a little more time. And today, Gauravani Mataji and her husband, Paramakaruna Prabhu, they are moving back to Czechoslovakia. And therefore, we wanted to say a few words because they have been cooking for the community for the last 3 years. And so we wanted to express some words of thanks for all the efforts they have done. As you know, cooking for a community is quite a challenge when there are every day like more or less 100 devotees taking prasadam. On top of that, the festivals, birthday parties, marriages. Devotees like festivals, they like feasts, so it's quite a challenge to keep up with all the demands when you are in charge of the community kitchen. And still they were able to bring the kitchen department to towards a higher level of a real department in Radhades, which wasn't before, it was more mixed. And besides that, Gauravani Mataji, she likes very much to dress Radha Gopinath very beautifully. And also she has been organizing Padayatra in Holland. And her husband is expert in theater. So we will miss some of these qualities, but she promised to come back and organize the Padayatra in Holland and Belgium this year. And she also might, when she finds some spare time from the place where she will be living in Czech, like a devotee Grihastha community, when she finds some time, she might sometimes come and dress Radha Gopinath again. So we like to thank them for all their services. And we prepared. So we prepared a gift for them. We were thinking, shall we buy something for her, something for him? But then we decided to buy something for both. So thank you very much. Paramakaruna Prabhu, Gauravani Mataji. Prasadam ki jai, just now coming.